couldn't bring myself to sleep in our bed alone.
We lost him, Iris. When HR died, we had a funeral. Maybe we should give us all permission to grieve.
What are we gonna bury, Dad? The empty suit in the lab?
It's up to us to protect this city, because there is no one else.
Just us trying to keep the city safe. We're barely getting it done.
We need to bring Barry back.
No. Barry told us to keep moving forward, not to save him.
What is your deal? It's like you don't even want him back.
Are you certain that Barry is even still alive?
Iris, he's gotta be.
You need to believe that there is an answer for every question.
Barry's trying to send us a message, I know it.
You got strength, baby girl. We just need a little faith.
Let's bring our boy home.
I tried to keep going. To keep running, like you said.
It's her!
Please come back to me. You need to prepare yourselves. Barry?
Bring the Flash.
This guy's no joke. He said he wants to fight the Flash.
Iris!
We made you a new suit. You want to take it for a spin?
The Flash is back.
Accelerating your fandom, this is Flash TV Talk.
Welcome to Flash TV Talk, the fan podcast dedicated to news, reviews, and more for the hit CW show, The Flash. I'm Bo.
And I'm Belle.
Belle, man, how you doing? Man, how are you doing? It's been a long time.
It has been. It's been quite some time. I'm doing quite well, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's looking up. I moved into a new place, and I got a new job, and so we're all good.
Oh, man, I can't wait to go check out your new place next time I'm in Austin. You are still in Austin, right?
That is correct. I am still in Austin. It is a great place, and I will probably never leave, much to the chagrin of the locals. But, hey, you know what? I've been here 11 years now, so I can be a local.
Hey, no worries, man. Man, it's just, I got to tell you, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm really stoked, man. We've got an awesome season 4 of The Flash down the pipeline here, coming around the corner in just a couple of weeks. And so we thought, you know what? What better way as we, you know, kick off the cobwebs and dust off the old microphones here? Why not get together, do a little some fun pre-show discussion, especially with this brand new extended trailer that's dropped for season 4 of The Flash. And yeah, so that's what we got for you guys today. Kind of a little bit of a mini episode where we're going to be diving into this trailer. Before we get started, though, I want to let you know that with The Flash returning on October 10th, we are going to do, as we have in seasons past, a pre-season call-in show. Now, the way that this works is we use Skype. We actually have you guys show up for the live show, call in via Skype, and discuss what your predictions are. Let's all get hyped together. It's a great way to just kind of get reconnected with the Flash community after such a very just super, super long hiatus.
Yeah, right. You know, we always love to hear you guys' ideas. And with this new trailer dropping and all these different things, there's a lot of things to talk about. So, you know, we want to hear from you and what you guys think and what you guys are expecting, what you guys want from this latest season. So hit us up next week. Or no, not next week.
October the 4th. It's Wednesday, October the 4th. That's the Wednesday before The Flash returns. We'll be broadcasting at our usual time, which is 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, whatever that is for your home time zone. Figure it out amongst yourselves. I'm not very good with the time zones, but yeah, again, that's going to be Wednesday the 4th, 8 p.m. Central Time. Join us for our live call-in show. It's going to be a blast. FlashTVTalk.com. We'll have your link there. That's going to be at Mixler.com/TV Talk. So join us there. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Belle, we've got this amazing trailer. Have you gotten a chance to sit down and watch this yet?
I have. I've watched it at work, and then I watched it not too long ago to refresh myself.
Man, okay, so where do we even begin? So I guess first we should say, if you haven't seen this extended trailer that came out in the last 24 hours here, check it out. It's all over YouTube. It is not hard to find at all. Now, a lot of this is regurgitating, or at least re-showcasing some of the things that came out of Comic-Con in terms of the sizzle reel. And I got to say, like, for me, man, there's elements of this trailer that I'm really hyped about, that I'm really excited about for season 4. This does, to some extent, I feel like, kind of reveal a little bit too much, given that we left on such a big cliffhanger last season, but we'll get into it. Off the bat, what's the first thing that kind of stood out to you from this trailer?
Well, I'll tell you, we got a new Barry. We've had sad Barry, we've had emo Barry, we've had angry Barry. Now we're going to have amnesia Barry, it looks like.
Here's the deal. Amnesia Barry doesn't really quite roll off the tongue. I think what we're dealing with, it makes more sense to me. This is a Barry we've never seen before. It's Beard Barry.
Yeah, Beery.
Well, Beery is like Barry with beer, and Barry with beer doesn't really do anything.
We can't get drunk, so I mean, you know, there's no problem there.
It's a speedster beard. What does the beard do to a speedster?
And it's also Long Hair Barry, or Long Hairy.
Now, we've seen Long Hair Barry before. We saw that last season.
Well, this is a different haircut, though. Like, at the very end of the trailer, when, like, his eyes start flashing when he's up against the chalkboard or something like that, his hair is longer. It's not as long as Emo Barry, but it's longer than it normally is. And but he doesn't have a beard in that picture. So there's going to be, like, Beard Barry. There's a lot of berries in this trailer, honestly.
Well, so that's where I feel like it's almost kind of, you know, tipping the bean can here, because, you know, we left on this big kind of surprise with, you know, Barry disappearing. And now, you know, with the Flash Reborn, you know, the title does kind of give it away to some extent. But, you know, I thought that perhaps we might actually stretch out this idea of Barry missing for a little bit longer. You know, I think that, you know, you and I are definitely in the camp that at some point we'd like to see Wally take on the mantle, not just as Kid Flash, but as the Flash. And it made a lot of sense to do it now. Now, that being said, we may still see some of that. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, and I'm really worried that it's going to be one of those things where it's like the first 15 minutes of the episode, we're going to see Kid Flash, and then Barry's going to come back, and then it's going to be everybody talking about, oh, well, what about Barry? And there's not going to be any more Kid Flash. I want it to be at least a couple episodes where Kid Flash gets to come into his own a little bit, and that maybe there's like, then Barry can come back, and so we as an audience can kind of connect more with Kid Flash, and so there's more, I don't know, there's more connection with that we have Kid Flash. And so when Flash comes back, it's like, oh no, what are we gonna do? Like, what about Kid Flash? He's like, you know, he's his own hero now, and now he's a sidekick again. And so there could be some neat things they could do with the story that way. But I get the feeling it's gonna be one of those things where, you know, the first episode, everything's gonna be resolved, and Flash, not everything's gonna be resolved, but Flash is gonna be back, and that Wally's gonna be relegated back to Kid Flash. And I don't necessarily want that to happen. I want there to be a, like you said, a Wally Flash for at least, you know, a couple episodes.
I guess I'm just kind of surprised. I mean, you know, in this teaser, we get to see Vibe very much full suited, you know, full gear here. I mean, he is absolutely doing the hero thing in Barry's absence. Between him and Kid Flash, they're trying to keep the city's clean of all the metahuman shenanigans that go down. The fact that Kid Flash is in his usual costume, I mean, that is a little surprising to me. I would have thought maybe he would have donned the red, but there might also be reasons why he hasn't done that yet in his own right. I mean, that's probably likely to be part of his story early on. And, you know, Belle, one thing you have to remember is that just because we get Barry back, that does not necessarily mean we get Barry back. We do have Amnesia Barry, we've got Beard Barry, but do we actually have Barry Allen? You know, the graphic novel Return of Barry Allen, you know, I hate to spoil that particular graphic novel, but it's been out for obviously decades. It's a fantastic read, and it's Wally West dealing with literally the return of Barry Allen, except for the fact that that's not actually who it is. In fact, it's actually Eobard Thawne. It's the Eobard Thawne origin story to some extent. And so, you know, it's very possible that with what we get with Cisco, like, yanking this thing out of the Speed Force, it may not be Barry at all. It could be Eobard Thawne.
Now, how crazy would that be?
I think that'd be huge. I mean, that's a major plot line from the comics. The only reason why I'd be somewhat guessing against it is because, you know, they've said very specifically they don't want this season to be about evil speedsters. So, you know, starting things off with Eobard could be a little misleading from that, right? Now, we do get a look at a villain of this season. There's a lot of guesses as to who this could be. You know, I've seen a lot of people referencing, I believe, the character Baron Katana.
Baron Katana built an army of robotic samurai warriors as revenge after World War II. Barry Allen was visiting Japan with his wife when they stopped for a visit to his old friend Captain Hashi. And Baron Katana is some guy who can create robots, apparently. I'm very unfamiliar with any of these characters, but apparently he was erased from existence following the collapse of the original multiverse in Crisis on Infinite Earths. But Convergent, since Convergent prevented that collapse, he's there again. I don't know. So, yeah, Baron Katana builds samurai robots. And I was seeing stuff on Twitter talking about Samuroids, so I'm thinking maybe that's where they're going with this. But I really don't see a lot of connection to the Flash with Baron Katana.
Okay. Well, so there was a Super Friends character called the Samurai. Mm-hmm. However, that character, much like other characters such as, you know, Apache Chief, were more modernized and kind of brought up to speed, so to speak, with the Justice League Unlimited animated series in an episode they did called Ultimen. And with Samurai in particular, they created the character of Wind Dragon. And so I would not be surprised if this character might actually be more closely tied to Wind Dragon as opposed to the Baron Samurai character.
Okay.
Or Baron Katana, rather. Sorry.
Yeah, Baron Katana.
So we'll see. I mean, there's still a lot of speculation as to what that could be. But I mean, I think really when it comes down to it, man, the big moments of this trailer really come in with them yanking Barry out of the Speed Force. Cisco obviously is very kind of proud of himself with all these modifications. He's super stoked to get his friend back. That seems to be kind of a continued theme and hallmark of Cisco's character. He's constantly wanting the band to be back together. And it's interesting to me that when we do get the little moments where it appears that Barry is back from the Speed Force, we just see his feet and they appear to be just like straight up glowing energy.
Dude's pulling a Terminator 2 or Terminator 1 coming out of the Speed Force butt naked with lightning everywhere.
Yeah, so that's what you think?
That is totes what's happening right there, and you can quote me on that right now.
I don't know, man. I mean, you got to remember.
Coming out of the Speed Force buck naked.
Speedsters, you know, they somehow all end up in some kind of variation of the Flash suit. Even the Speed Wraiths or the Time Wraiths are all, you know, wearing little Flash costumes.
Well, this is a Flash costume. It's the Flash birthday suit.
could be very very Hermes inspired.
Exactly. All it has is just little wings on the ankles, and that's it.
You know, the emotion. I mean, you know, these trailers really have been primarily about the characters and the relationships. You know, there's not a whole lot of special effects. You know, one of the things that we saw last season, I think, was a huge amount of special effects. They really upped the ante in terms of what they could do. And we do get, you know, Flash running. We get, you know, the speed cannon or whatever this device that, you know, Cisco has made, as he says, some special modifications to is. But beyond that, it really is about, you know, seeing these characters leaning on one another. Even Caitlin, who appears not to be Killer Frost.
She appears to be a bartender.
Yeah, my, how the freaking, you know, med student has fallen.
Right. Not to say there's anything wrong with bartending, but like when you got a job at Star Labs, I doubt you're making more money there than you would be, or, you know, I doubt you're making more money bartending than you are at, you know, Star Labs. But I don't know. Then again, we don't know where Star Labs gets its money from. So there's that.
Also, how does she get a bartending job when she's got a criminal history? I guess nobody knows that she is Killer Frost.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, I guess that does make sense. She does not seem to have, like, any cold stuff. You know what I mean? Like, she seems very human.
I didn't see any power bracelets, like, you know, dampening her power or anything like that. And, of course, you wouldn't be able to see her necklace unless she was wearing it outside of her shirt. But, like, yeah, it was interesting to me. So I don't know if it's something that where she's been able to conquer this Killer Frost power or if it's just... she has some sort of device that's hidden that we don't know about.
That's a good point. She could have gotten the Apple anklet.
Yeah.
All right. The scene where we get Barry, beardless Barry, like pounding what appears to be like a chalkboard with a lot of writing on it. I'm guessing that's probably the glass, right? That they do all their calculations on.
Yeah, it looks like something like that. They're doing some sort of Speed Force calculation, I'm sure.
He looks like Savitar Barry in that.
You know, he does kind of look like Savitar Barry there. But I don't think it's Savitar Barry because, again, no speedster villain this episode or this season.
I don't know, man. I might. I know that, like, my go-to is always like, it's the ghost of Eobard Thawne. But seriously, though, it would make some sense. Beard's in play. I think when Eobard went back in time, he had a beard and got confused and thought he was Barry Allen. I also am, you know, based on the way that he's acting with kind of this bit of aggressiveness, I don't know. Maybe Barry isn't Barry.
So then basically what you're saying is that Matt Lester can play Reverse Flash on Legends of Tomorrow, but it's a different version because this version is one that does the whole plastic surgery thing to look like Barry Allen, then comes back in time through the Speed Force to trick them.
Well, spoilers for Legends of Tomorrow, Barry, but I'm pretty sure that Matt Lester's, like, toast.
Yeah, if they can bring back Captain Cold in various different incarnations, then they can do the same thing with any other character on that show. They've written their own rules, and I'm just calling it as I see it, because we're going to get another version of Captain Cold on Legends and on Flash, I think. And if they can do it with Captain Cold, they can do it with Reverse Flash.
That'll be interesting to see. You know, I feel as though, I don't know about you, but I do feel as though on the one hand, I'm really excited, kind of, you know, I guess glad that we get a fresh season without a specific speedster villain. But on the other hand, I almost kind of feel like the stakes are lower for that reason.
Kind of. It'll be interesting to see how they handle this villain, right? Because the speedsters, that's always got that threat because no one else on the team can really deal with them outside of Barry, you know, or like some sort of like, you know, crazy Cisco Tech or something like that. So with that villain, it could be interesting to see how the other characters can react to him and maybe actually contribute and help more. Or if it's some kind of other, they go another direction where it's, you know, this villain's way more outside the league of the other heroes, that it could be neat to see them kind of, you know, piece together how they're going to beat him without, I don't know if Barry's not going to be around for a while or what, but yeah, without having a speedster villain, it's going to be interesting to see the team either. It feels like it might be too easy for them or it might be too hard. I don't know how they're going to go with it, but it's going to be interesting.
I mean, you know, we were set up last season, and I think at this point it's kind of known that, you know, the Thinker is going to be the big bad of this particular season. Do you find it interesting that we haven't seen anything of DeVoe in terms of, you know, from these trailers and these promo images?
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. Was that a red herring? Or do we know? We know for sure it's the Tinkerer, right? Or the Thinker, right?
Yeah, the Tinkerer is a Marvel film. Right.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I suppose it could be, but I'm pretty sure that it's not a red herring. I mean, like, it's going to be DeVoe.
Then why do we have Samuroids? Unless DeVoe created them.
I still think that you're assuming that that's Samuroids. I don't know that they've confirmed who specifically that villain is.
Yeah, that's true. They could be Samuroids, but they could have different origin stories and stuff like that. But I couldn't tell if it was a robot or if it was a person in the suit. That's all I'm saying. So if it is a samurai robot, I'm going to call it a Samuroid, regardless of whether or not that's the actual name of the villain, because Samuroid just sounds cool. It always kind of feels like Barry being a speedster, he's got all this power, right? And he's pretty much a god. And then you have a speedster villain, so it's like god versus god. But now we get to see them approach a villain who has a completely different fighting style. Not necessarily fighting style, but, like, you know, approach to villainy.
It's
right?
The man versus God, right? So, I mean, it's very possible that they could do with the Thinker. I mean, we've seen before they've taken very unique paths with some of these villains. You know, we have stated before, although I know that some people don't like it when we talk about it like this, but that Barry and Oliver are kind of they are the Superman and Batman of this particular universe. They are the world's finest from that standpoint. And we've seen on Arrow how they've even taken Batman villains, or at least taken Arrow villains, and put them in the role of, you know, corresponding Batman villains. It would be interesting if they decide to do something kind of interesting with, you know, the Thinker and make him the Lex Luthor to, you know, to Barry Allen's Flash. Now, I would argue that perhaps that role should fall more into Captain Cold, but they've done such a good job in bringing that character to life and really making him his own thing that, you know, to have more of a true Luthor analog, the Thinker might be the perfect, you know, character to recreate in that capacity.
Yeah, that could be neat to see, actually. Yeah, because I think you're right. I think they've developed Captain Cold too much for him to be that, like, super infatuated with the Flash kind of persona, you know?
Yeah. And, all right, so you know, before, you know, that's... So the trailer itself, I mean, it is a lot of, you know, character moments and you know, seeing kind of the happiness that is to come with Barry's return and really kind of hit the ground running in season 4. But overall, what are you thinking, man? Are you stoked? Are you excited? What is your hopes for this season?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really cool to see a non-speedster villain and how the team handles that. I think it's what we've seen so far of Barry coming back and maybe not being Barry or being some kind of weird version of Barry or maybe even being Eobard. We don't know. That'll be an interesting conundrum. I'm hoping, my hope is that they're going to at least let Wally don the Scarlet suit for, you know, a couple episodes, just so he can kind of get a feel for himself and become his own sort of hero. Because to see his character deal with the return of Barry Allen after they had either given up hope or whatever, I think that would be a really good character arc for Wally. And to see him go through that on the screen would be really, really neat to see. So I'm hoping that we're going to see a full migration from Kid Flash into regular Flash and then to see him struggle with Barry coming back. That's kind of what I want to see. And I also want to see how this non-speedster villain works out and how they're going to handle that. So those are the two big things that I'm really excited about for this season.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think for me, you know, going into the season, I think Wally's kind of my hope to let this be like his breakout season, to have him come into his own, even if it ends up being kind of like, you know, something that plays in later into the season, that's fine too. But, you know, I'm ready for that Kid No More moment, man. I'm ready to see him don the red costume. Not that I want to lose Barry. Not that I don't love Barry at all. I mean, I love what Grant Gustin has done with the character and enjoy him a ton. But, you know, there's a powerful moment in, you know, Barry Allen telling Wally West, "You are the Flash to my Flash." And I want to see that happen on this series. Who knows? Maybe season 4 is too soon, but let's prop up Wally. Let's get him some more character development. Let's see him becoming more of a hero in his own right. All right, but that's our thoughts. We want to hear yours, and we want to hear them live. So don't forget, the week prior to The Flash coming out, join us live at Mixlr.com/TV Talk. That's going to be at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 4th. We'll geek out together. We'll have fun. We'll have all kinds of speedster speculation and more. Really looking forward to getting your thoughts and feedback. And otherwise, be sure, by the way, to keep up with us throughout the week. You can, of course, follow us on the Twitters at Flash TV Talk.
And if 140 characters isn't enough to express your love for our show, feel free to email us at flash@podastery.com. That's podastery.com.
Also, we've got a little bonus content coming to patrons, people who are supporting this show. We've got a little Brogues commentary. Bell and I do a webcomic in which last year we actually did a storyline tied very much to Flashpoint called Fast Point. And we've actually are recording a Brogues commentary for that exclusive to our patrons. So if you want to help make this podcast happen, you know, make sure you get some really great quality content every single week that there's an episode of The Flash. Head over to patreon.com/TV Talk and support this show and get a little bit of bonus content along the way. You can also follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at Ring That Bell, spelled B-E-A-L-L.
Bell and Bo are back, baby. It's going to be fun. We got a full season ahead of great times, tons of speculation, probably way too much time travel talk, even if the time travel isn't involved in the episodes. Be there, people. We're back, baby. Back in a Flash.